Welcome to the Behind the Scenes of Online Business Without the BS podcast. If you're a motivated entrepreneur with a dream of building your own sustainable online business, you are in the right place. I'm Tara, the systems expert, and I help online business owners put systems into your business so you can live in your life, not in your business, and still make daily sales. I also love to keep it real with what it takes to build an online business. Get ready as we go behind the scenes on this wild ride of entrepreneurship and building successful, real businesses. Welcome back to the podcast. We are going to talk about today the whole TikTok ban, what that actually means, if it does get banned, what it means for other social media platforms, how do we run an online business without social media platforms. Do I actually think that's going to happen? No, but we'll talk about it and what you should do now before this actually happens. Let's get into this. What if social media does get banned? What if this whole thing goes through, the TikTok ban? Now, I know like so many people are really fucking mad about this, and I get it. Like, I do totally get that part of it. Because it's one of those things where a lot of people are saying, you know, why aren't they focusing on bigger issues? Like, why is the focus on TikTok? Yes, okay, I get that. And I absolutely agree with that part of it. But the fact remains, if they're going to focus on TikTok, don't just sit here and get mad about it. Because if you're going to waste time doing that and it does get banned, what are you left with then if it does get shut down? If that's your main platform and it gets shut down, like what are you left with? So let's be proactive instead of just sitting in this like frustration and being pissed off and this rage of, oh my God, TikTok might get banned and this is going to be awful. Do I think that it's ridiculous? Yes. But we still have to think about especially if you're running an online business, maybe you're, you know, a creator, social media creator, but still, what can you do in these instances to bring your followers or bring your leads off of these platforms so that they are into something that you own? And this is another thing that pisses off so many people is the whole concept of, oh, of course you're going to capitalize on this because, you know, that's all these people that want, you know, you to build an email list or have a website or do these things are of course going to capitalize on this. And it's like, well, yeah, duh. I am going to talk about it because you should be anyways, but it's not really, I don't see it so much as capitalizing on this. I would talk about you needing to have these things regardless. It's not an either or situation. It's not like you should only build an email list if social media goes down or if the potential of it going down is there. Like, that doesn't even make sense. That just doesn't even make sense. It's always going to be beneficial for you to have an email list, to have something that you own and you can control outside of these platforms that we have no control over. You never know what the algorithm is going to do, who's going to see your content, like what your reach is going to be, whatever is going to happen on there. But if you have an email list, you know you're sending it to these people. Yes, whether they open the email or not is also questionable, but still, it's your stuff being sent to these people who actually opted in to see it. So you have a much better chance of actually getting somewhere with all these people on your list. So just something to really think about, because not just a case of I'll do this, once in the event that it gets really close to social media collapsing or like whatever, it'll be too late. Like at that point, it's too late. You need to do this now. And it's not even that I necessarily think that that's actually going to happen. It could, who knows? And that's the other thing. So, what does this mean for other social media platforms? TikTok gets banned. We've seen shortages with Meta. So, who's to say that, the same, I don't know if it would be the same type of thing, but there could be other social media, who knows what could happen. But if they can ban one platform, they sure as shit can ban another. Like, you don't own this stuff. Unless you're the one that actually owns the platform, you have no control over it. So build something, especially if you have a business that you have control over. There's this whole thing online too about, do you really need a website? Do you really need this? Do you really need that? And I absolutely argue, yeah, you do. You do. I had some major issues with my social media, and it's a long story, but essentially, there was videos that were inappropriately reported, and it was really decreasing my reach. I was not reaching anybody, and I'm talking like 10 to 15 people, only followers, nobody else, nobody outside of that. It was super lovely for about 4 to 6 months. However, I did have all my systems in place. I had lead generation systems. I had my website up and running. I had all these things that were actually running on the back end. And during this time, I grew my business to full time, still, even without having, this thriving social media. So it's really, something to think about. You do need these other avenues where you actually own your own stuff outside of the social media platforms that can just do whatever the hell they want. Because in my case, the videos that were reported were like nothing to do with anything about what was essentially being reported, what they were being reported for. But I did, it's interesting because I did end up having to restart my Instagram. So I opened another account, and about, kind of funny, funny but not funny, a week after, got a lovely email from Instagram letting me know that it was an error, that these were all flagged, and that my account was flagged because, like, literally every time that I would go into it, because I also still had my fitness account. I wasn't posting on it, but there's other things that I look at on there. And so when I would go between accounts, I would come back to my systems one, and it would tell me every time that there were things that were flagged, it's going to get shut down and all this. And so a week after I opened my new account that I now have, the at I am Tara Leeson, I got an email saying that, oh no, this was done in error. We're so sorry for the last 6 months that we have been essentially shadow banning your account. Thank you. So, another word of warning, that can happen. And it's just like, you just never know. You never know. So, platforms can totally go down, or you can just get random videos that are reported for, reasons and aren't really checked by real people and are flagged, and then kind of totally decrease your reach. And then what do? Unless you have systems in place, unless you've already been building an email list, or you have systems in place where if people do end up landing on your platform, they can easily, or on your profile, they can easily find how to get into your business, right? So a nice little lead system where they can get in there. So this is why you need to work on this now. You don't want to wait until they're like, okay, so we're shutting her down. Like, then what? Because at that point, if the platforms do go down, we'll be back to websites and heavily relying on SEO, which, yes, a lot of social media platforms right now rely on SEO as well. But the only way that people will find you is if you are searchable. So if you don't, like, if there's nowhere that they can search to find you, if you haven't actually made something else outside of these social media profiles, I don't know, like, how are you going to run your business? And this isn't, I don't want to say fear mongering because it's not, but this is just reality, things that you really have to consider because it can happen and you don't want it to be happening to you. Like, you want this to be in place so that you have something reliable to actually lean in on and go to if these things do shut down. Because I mean, that's going to suck if it does. So it's always going to benefit you. It's not an either or. Those are really, like, that's a lot of my thoughts. I know people, there's lots of people that are like just really leaning into how mad this is getting them. And like I said, I understand that, but we really have to look at being proactive and, the potential of if this does happen, then what are the other options? All right. So we can't just like leave it there and be like, you need to build an email list. And that's the end of that. Here's what you need to do. Specific steps. Let's get into that part of it as well. So you really want to get specific with your lead magnet. This isn't just like throw out a lead magnet, see who comes into your business and like whatever. You can try that, but it's probably not going to have as good of results. What I really want you to do is be very specific. So, by being specific, what does this mean? Look at one offer. We want to drive people towards one offer, okay? That's where we start. So, which one offer do you really want to drive people towards? Get that out of the way. Then look at what is something that a lot of your clients get out of that one offer. What do they find super, super helpful that you do for them in that offer? Maybe it's, teaching them about progressive overload if you're a fitness coach, or maybe it's teaching them about certain, five specific habits that they need to get in place to fix their hormones. Maybe it's, I actually have one that is build your email list. I will put that in the show notes so that you can pick it up. It's a step-by-step guide, and it's actually really amazing. It's really good. But think about the things that people really get out of your offers that you're really helping them with, and how can you truly give value in this freebie? Don't shy away from that. Don't think that if you give too much value in this, that people are going to be like, okay, got it from there, and now I don't need to work with you. I think we're past that. We are now at a point where if you aren't willing to give the value up front, people aren't going to want to work with you, because everyone is getting, smarter about the whole online landscape and what is happening with these like fluffy master classes and the freebies that kind of touch on something, but you don't really get anything out of, and people don't want to give you any real value because the only way you get that is by actually working with them. Everybody's over it. Okay. You need to show that you know what you're talking about. And you need to be okay with actually teaching people something, actually giving real value before someone is going to invest money in you. And I think that that's a very fair trade-off, because when you think of it yourself, wouldn't you rather know that someone is able to like truly, really help you with what you're looking at getting help for? Or the transformation that you are looking at wanting to get versus, maybe this is something, it sounds interesting, it sounds really good, and then you go into it, you invest all this money, and it's like not the thing. You don't want to be in that situation, right? We don't want to be there. So, like, actually give value to people. It's okay. Nothing, also, the other side of this is nothing is ever going to be like working with you one-on-one. It's not going to be the same ever. Working with you one-on-one, working with you in a group, like in your paid offers, it's not going to be the same as getting something for free. Okay. Like, it's just not. So don't be afraid of actually giving value and showing people that you know what you're freaking talking about and that you're actually going to help them with something. Because if you can give, a small win and help them work towards that transformation, a little bit of it, then the obvious next best step is your offer. It makes that super obvious. It makes that, nice little flow into your offer really obvious, because you've already helped them and they're like, yeah, this is great. Like, I definitely want to go forward. I definitely want to pursue this more. And they're more likely to actually go forward with the offer. So, get really specific with this. And the other thing that I want you to look at is who your ideal client is. So, if your ideal client is moms who are busy, who might be working during the day, don't schedule a master class for like 1 in the afternoon when they're going to be working. Because like they're probably like you're gonna be missing a lot of people that may have wanted to come but are like, no, that doesn't work for me, so why would I go? You have to really look at what's gonna be most convenient for your ideal client to also consume this. So you can also think about things like on-the-go podcasts, or you can drip out emails. It can be an email series. Like, there's so many different ways that you can actually deliver things. Like a fuzz in my hair now. Anyways, so many different ways that you can deliver things. And The other thing is, if you hate master classes, don't do them. This is a big one that I hear all the time. This is so far off of like what we started on, but it's related to building your email list. So we're here. If you hate master classes, don't do them. Like, don't freaking do them. Because you're never, it's going to be so much pressure on yourself. It's not going to come out naturally. You're going to hate it the whole time. And it's just not going to perform as well as something that you actually enjoy. And, putting effort into packaging a lead magnet some other way that would actually feel good to you. There's no like rules in this that you have to do this one way. Just because tons of people do master classes doesn't mean that everybody has to or that that's the most successful thing. Like, there are no rules. There's nothing like that. So really think about what's going to work for you, what's going to work for your client. Get specific with it and start building your email list. And when you have your landing page set up, all you want to do is just give a little bit of information on there, have the opt-in, make sure you obviously set up the email that goes out immediately afterwards that's going to be like, hey, congrats. Here's your thing, or here's the Zoom link, or here's the whatever, the freebie that gives it to them, all automated. You're not doing any of this. That's also the other lovely part of systems and having an email list is the automation part. So, but we'll get more into that in another one. That's a lot for this one. So, if social media gets banned, those are my thoughts. Will it not? Who knows? It might. It might, but there's still things that we can do to be proactive. Don't sit in this pissed off space where you are not actually taking any action before that happens. And build your email list. Grab the freebie in the show notes. That's it for today. So I will talk to you next time. And of course, if you have any questions or anything, just message me. You can message me at I am Tara Leeson, and I would love to chat with you. So that is it. That is all. I will talk to you in the next one. Thank you so much for listening, friend. I appreciate you being here and sharing in our experiences as we go behind the scenes in online business. I would love for you to hit that 5 stars, share with a friend that might enjoy it too, and leave a review telling me your favorite part of the show or this episode. Until next time, go be successful, do the hard things, and stay away from the BS.